Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black, Yarn Up, your mob. Now, Royal Life Saving urges all men to make the right call around water as a holiday weekend approaches. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Lauren Miller, Royal Life Saving Australia Senior Research and Policy Officer, that is. And online, Lauren, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Great to be talking with you again. A very important conversation. We are still in summer. We're still virtually coming to the end of festive season. Party's time and water's a good tool, but we need to make the right call is the statement here. We've got a long weekend coming up, so what are your messages there, please, Lauren?
So Royal Life Saving has launched its Make the Right Call campaign, and this is targeting men aged 25 to 45 years and promoting a common sense approach to safety around water. So this is encouraging men to look after their mates and make safer decisions when swimming, boating and fishing.
For sure. So when we look at that, do we have numbers there in regards to fatality? And numbers are high, aren't they?
Unfortunately, they are. So in the past decade, there were 2,285 males that have fatally drowned. And so this is averaging 228 a year. And if we were to look at recently, so since December 1st, 2025, that just passed, 42 people have lost their lives to drowning. 88% of them were males. 21% were aged between 18 to 34 years. So we really want people to be mindful when going out onto the water. Mm-hmm. So we have some, you know, three basic messages, you know, practical actions that we'd like everyone to take, and that's to avoid alcohol around water.
Yes.
So usually alcohol affects our judgment, our balance, and reaction time, increasing the risk of drowning. We also want people to be mindful that, you know, wear a life jacket when on the water, mm-hmm. whether boating, fishing, or paddling, and also just to avoid going alone. You know, always go with others and keep an eye out for each other.
Well, exactly. And look, if you look at it, they're very simple rules and regulations, so to speak, but we get lackadaisy and we need to adhere to those policies as such, shouldn't we?
Absolutely.
And in regards to the so-called up here in far north Queensland, we've got monsoonal season, so big, strong winds and cyclones and what have you, and floods. So things could move around in the water when we're talking, if not the ocean, of course, creeks and rivers and what have you. So look, take care before getting in the water.
Absolutely, yes. Inland waterways pose a higher risk for younger men, usually between 25 to 34 years, with 42% of all drownings in this age group that occurred at a river, creek, or lake or dam. So, yeah, if we were to compare to other age groups, usually they go to beaches and rivers and creeks, but usually our younger men or our younger adults are definitely venturing towards more natural water body settings, more like inland water bodies such as rivers and creeks. So we do want people to be aware of the conditions before going out, you know, especially if there's been a lot of rain. You know, the river system might have changed,
yes.
and you might not be able to see what's underneath, and there might be even a really fast current. So we just want people to be careful when going out.
Lauren, great messages. Thank you so very much. All the best to your team. Look, have a great day, and we'll talk up soon. We'll talk soon, my sister. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Lauren Miller, her name is, a Royal Life Saving Australia Senior Research and Policy Officer. The numbers are high, very high. Over the last decade, we're talking 10 years, 2,285 males have fatally drowned. So on average, there's about 228 fathers, sons, husbands, brothers, friends drown each year. Males continue to be overrepresented, making up 80% of all drowning deaths. So my brothers out there need to be careful, take care. not big noting yourself, and we're around the water, what have you, take care and look, avoid alcohol around water. As Lauren stated, wear a life jacket when on the water. Avoid going alone around water. And look before you leap in regard to mob up here in far north Queensland or northern Australia, across to the NT as well. Need to take care with the monsoonal season we have with wind and rain and cyclones, what have you. Things do move beneath the water and floods and what have you. So need to take care, need to keep those numbers down. You may be a great footballer, you may be a great sprinter, fit as, but you just need to respect the water and give it the respect it deserves. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
Some braces, yeah, I slipped up, but I still beat cases. I ain't scared for the time, I'm scared that I can't do shows in different places. Down low, but I up my stages, feel like Tupac, cause I'm going through changes. It's too late, top G like Andrew, yes. I got shows, can't go with no dates. I'm repping my city, the king of my state. Land down under, Aussie. Got me yelling, yeah, mate. I tell the fan that we gon' be safe. Aussie on the map, I'll be repping my game. Lilla, where you from? Where you from? From the land down under. Level up, let me smoking on ganja. Light up the way and we sound like thunder. No Stevie, but I really wonder. How she move her back like a car, no bumper. I bring heat like a stay in a jumper. 0-1-2-D-10, that's the number. That's the number. They can see we off to the top. I'm from down under. We doing the most, getting the guap. We having a slumber. Spitting the heat, keeping it hot like we in summer. Only care about money, yeah. In the city where I'm from. Land down under, going to the top, man, we better get gone. I know I'm not perfect, just a youngin' trying to right my wrongs. Remember, they couldn't stand me, now they stand up when they hear my songs. Yeah, on my songs. City on the map, I'm trying to put it on. Australian, Aboriginal. Tell my team we gon' stand on our toes. Asking where I'm from, but they already know. Milla, where you from? Where you from? I'm from the land down under. Level up, let me smoking on ganja. Light up the way and we sound like thunder. No Stevie, but I really wonder. How she move her back like a car, no bumper. I bring heat like a stay in a jumper. 0-1-2-D-10, that's the number.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculizations. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize from the past the injustices. Recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors. Recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought. Recognizing the distance from putting change into thought. Recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war. Recognizing the names of our elders up on the wall. Recognizing the fathers, how they passed down to their sons. Recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. Ah, to indigenize information on the board. Ah, to indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life. Overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight.
is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha, to indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. To indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Indigenize the intentions of turning day into night. To identify there's no law for sniffing paint. To identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits. Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the saint before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you a blade deciding fate. And it's for nowhere near never giving up. It's like we've taken the very last sip from the very queens. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize. To indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize. Oh, it's to recognize. To indigenize. Oh, it's to overcome. And it's to nationalize.
To Deadly Mob, welcome back to your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here, BBM 98.7 FM. Give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray Finn Curry. I'm your host of your Daily Program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, have your say and yarn up strong. You can text your brother as well, 045-714-0550. Our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM, yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, now from red dust to blue water, bush to beach, set to celebrate 21 years of changing young Indigenous lives. And this month, Bush to the Beach will celebrate 21 years of opening doors to opportunity for Aboriginal children from some of the most remote communities in New South Wales by incentivising good school attendance with a trip of a lifetime to Sydney's northern beaches. Many participants get to see and experience the ocean for the very first time. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with the founder of Bush to Bush, and that's Jack Cannons, AM, and we do have Jack on the line. Brother Jack, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. My brother, before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yes, my name's Jack Cannons. I now live in Northern Beaches of Sydney.
Yes.
And we're about to welcome some amazing young kids from the bush, from Gadooga and Bawarana.
Beautiful. Look, congratulations. Happy birthday, 21 years. Now, a statement here that you make is it's more than a beach visit. So enlighten us, please, about Bush to Beach. You being the founder, how it first started, 21 years, and what does the program entails, please?
Look, the program is about education. There was a beautiful lady who's now passed, Auntie Joy Stuhl, lived in Bawarana. I called her the Mother Teresa of the bush. Every weekend,
yes,
she would have 40, 50 kids in a house. She started up a granny patrol. She just really cared about her community.
Mm.
And we talked about truancy and everything back in the early 2000. And the kids, and I said to her, the kids need to have an education. We need them to develop confidence and self-esteem. And education is the only way around that. So
exactly.
I put together a business plan. The kids go to school for a year and behave themselves in community. They get the most amazing trip away
at
nil cost to them, all the carers.
Yep.
They learn how to ride surfboards. They do snorkeling. They do CPR. They compete in nippers competitions, eat some great food.
Yeah.
And just interact with the beach community.
Brother, I'll say that, look, coming from the bush, Cloncurry, Murray from the Curry, inland North Queensland, out from Mount Isa, and born in Curry, went to school in Mount Isa, and when we left there at 12 years old, we come back to my mother's country here in Cairns, born in Cairns, went to Cairns at high school, and when Mum and Dad brought us here, Dad took us to the Esplanade. I looked at the ocean. I go, gee, that's a big dam. And there's the joke. I mean, some of these kids have not seen the ocean. How long is the visit, and where do they stay when they come?
Look, I'll just comment on what you just said about the big dam.
That's
really
right.
Every year for the new kids, they'll stand there and they say, geez, that's a bloody big joke.
That's right. Exactly. This is beautiful, yeah. And where do they stay when they come to Sydney, brother?
We put them up at the place called the Collaroy Centre.
Mm.
It's a beautiful setup. It's not cheap, but you know, I want the best for these kids.
Beautiful.
And it's a good, safe environment for them.
And how long do they stay for, Jack?
Mate, the trip goes over 5 days.
5 days, beautiful. All right, fantastic. And they go to which beach area in Sydney?
We base it out of South Narrabeen Surf Life Saving Club.
Okay.
They've been very supportive of this since the very first day. And to give an example of that, we were going to do some steak sandwiches on the Saturday night.
Oh, yes.
And my mate said to me, Jack, have these kids had a baked dinner before, proper baked dinner?
Mm.
So we're celebrating our 21st baked dinner on Saturday night.
Beautiful.
50 kilos of Scotch fillet.
Yes.
Potatoes, peas, pumpkin. And the kids come back for one, two, three plates of it because
yeah, it's beautiful.
Something a bit unusual.
And how many kids at one time? Are we talking girls and boys? And what ages are we talking, Jack?
Girls and boys. Mm-hmm. They range from about 7 to 13, 14.
Okay.
And they've been doing the right thing with school and everything. And so they come down. It's a mix of boys or girls.
Okay.
The maximum we've had is about 52. Got 31 kids and 9 carers this time.
9 carers. So we're talking elders or teachers from the community? And how many in your team?
Well, we've got mainly elders.
Mm.
But what's really beautiful is that I've got 3 of the kids that were Bush to Beach kids years ago. They're now in their mid-20s. They're coming down as carers.
Okay, fantastic.
So they're involved in community, which is just what it's all about.
Exactly.
And one of my original Bush to Beach kids, Barra Mack, he's on my board of directors now.
All right.
So he's a paramedic.
Yes.
And he was nominated for Young Australian of the Year a few years ago.
Beautiful, beautiful. Look, it's a strong foundation to what you're building there. Look, Bush to Bush, love it. My brother, Bush to Beach, actually. And it is fantastic. And thank you for your yarn, my brother, and all the best to your mob, your team there, and those beautiful kids. A fantastic platform, beautiful vehicle you're using. And thank you for the yarn, Jack.
Oh, mate, great to talk to you. These kids are our future, so we've got to give them every opportunity.
We do. Jack, thank you. You take care, and we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Okay, mate. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Jack Cannon's AM, founder of Bush to Beach, and from Thursday 22nd January to Sunday 25 January, around 40 Aboriginal children ages 8 to 15 from Brewerina, Will Moringal, and Gudugu will travel from the far northern western New South Wales to South Narrabeen for an immense coastal education program. Been running for 21 years. Happy birthday, celebrating 21 years. And Jack Cannon's AM, founder of Bush to Beach. So that's fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation or start one. That daily number is 1-800-422-416. Call the number on is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong. Look, coming up Monday, 26th, we have what our mob would say a Survival Day. We're celebrating Australia Day, Survival Day. All is here on your daily program. We are in the 21st century. Conversations do come up. It sounds like Groundhog Day in repeating the conversation and regarding do we change the date? That's another conversation, you know. When you look at it, the description of 26 January, First Nation people have said it's like asking the Jews to celebrate Holocaust Day. So do we change a date? And if so, what date would you change? Or do we leave it as? I mean, like, whatever date we change it to, we still have a day off in celebration. And we're talking about getting it together. We celebrate as one. Have your say on that. Maybe you want to talk about that here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Marasound Productions. When I was a young boy, I used to watch my old man. Daddy, can you lend me the song? And speak wawa, you no forget my boy. You lock them badu man, I said. And speak, I could sing you this song. Song he called the German Mache. Na kizaka misaka maika na paiki wawurao baruya. Kuba sena kairama lata tayanu. Ari bai bal kubi kubi age kagare. Kubasena kiramah
I used to wax my own man. Daddy, can you learn me about the song? And say, wah, wah, you not forget my boy. You lock them back to man. I say, la, and speak, I go sing you this song. This song is called the German night.
Beautiful track there, German March. That's MSP here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. Now, fractured prevention for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, research uncovers perspectives on bone health. Despite Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people experiencing a higher rate of fragility fractures from low-impact injuries, such as a fall from standing height, bone health remains an under-researched health issue. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Associate Professor I.C. Zendian, research lead and from the School of Clinical Science, Faculty of Medicine, Nursing and Health Science at Monash University. And on the line, Associate Professor, good morning, how are you?
Good, thanks, how are you?
I'm well, thank you very much for coming to the program. Confirming your name again, is that I.C. Zengin?
I.C. Zengin, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Associate Professor, where are you based, Professor?
I'm based at Monash University in Melbourne, Victoria.
All right, thank you very much. So what perspectives has research uncovered on bone health for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples?
So this research that we conducted showed that bone health is viewed in a holistic way. So not just as bones, but as part of overall well-being connected to country, culture, spirituality, mobility and staying strong for family and community. It also found that many people felt that bone health has been overlooked compared with other chronic health issues, and there's barriers to getting the right information and support in a culturally safe way. Our participants in our study that we conducted in Victoria strongly supported community-led education, designed and delivered in ways that feel relevant and practical, and also, importantly, culturally safe.
Okay, how can we bring awareness to bone health within our communities?
Well, the biggest message from our study was that awareness needs to be community-led and strength-based. So this needs to be delivered through trusted local spaces like ARCHOs or Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisations, elders groups, community centres and cultural gatherings. So in a way that feels practical and positive. People also said from our study that education works best when it's hands-on, so not just sitting in a classroom. So, for instance, they mentioned things like group yarning, exercise sessions, cooking workshops, and simple visuals like infographics that explain how to keep bones strong and prevent fractures.
And how could mobs start prioritising their bone health now? What can we do?
So that's a very important question, and I'm glad you asked that. So a great starting point is to focus on a few simple actions that can protect bone strength at any age. So one of those first things could be to move your body regularly, especially activities that build strength and balance.
Yes.
So this is including resistance training or lifting weights. Now, I'm not saying, you know, everyone become a weightlifter or a bodybuilder, we do need to do some strength training.
Activities, yes.
Another thing is to make sure you're getting bone-building nutrition, for instance, like your calcium-rich foods like milk and yogurt and cheese. You need to reduce your falls risk at home and stay steady on your feet, so that's also improving your muscle mass.
Yes.
And if you're over 50 or you've had a fracture, you really need to talk to your health service about checking your bone health and whether a bone density scan, which is called a DEXA scan, is needed. So these scans are really non-invasive, fully clothed, and only takes a couple of minutes to do while you're lying on a bed. So the key message that I want you to remember is that strong bones support strong living. So staying active and independent will enable you to be connected to the things you love.
And when we're looking at the scans, Professor, can we virtually see if a bone is weak or strong? Is that the case?
Yeah, so these scans, they are the clinical gold standard around the world to diagnose a condition called osteoporosis. So that's weak and fragile bone, which then leads to fracture. So on these scans, normally there's a hip scan because that's where osteoporosis normally happens, or in the spine.
Okay.
And so on these scans, you can really see it's less white, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So when it's less white, or it means that there's not enough mineral there. And on the spine, you can actually see fractures on the spine. Like I've seen some terrible spines in my experience, and I'm like, how is this person still walking? So you can really see fractures at the spine as well.
And if you've got bad bone health, what are symptoms can lead to in regarding diseases or illness?
So the symptoms that you may experience if you do have bad bone health is probably some aches and pains, but osteoporosis is really like a silent disease, and you won't know about it until it's too late, i.e. after a fracture happens.
Yes.
So prevention is key. Like, I can't stress that enough. That's why those resistance exercises are so important, because that's the one thing that really strengthens your bones.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for sharing. So all our mob out there, keep your eyes and ears open in regarding your health. Keep active. Professor said, you don't have to go sign up in a gym, become a weightlifter, no. But it's about steady exercises is what I'm picking up. But thank you for your yarn, and all the best to you, and all the best for 2026.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye, Professor.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's a professor, associate professor, I.Z. Zingen, and she's research lead and from the School of Clinical Science, Faculty of Medicine, Nursing and Health Science at Monash University. So talking about our mob, who are virtually experiencing a higher rate of fragility fractures from low impact injuries, such as a fall from a standing height. So bone health remains an under research health issue. So it's good to have that research at the table to protect our mob. And look, keep active, you mob. And when you're doing your checkup, yearly checkup, very important to do that. Check on your bones as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Give us back, yeah. Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada, yendaba kat yendaba bamada, yendaba gadan, yendaba listen.
I was born when I was lost, broken mind and broken soul. Pray for rain to wash my sins. Angels long gone searching, cuts my skin. I'm
tasted love, I tasted pain. Ooh. Testimony,
I got truth.
Yes, I do. Now it's time to heal. I'm overdue.
And you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from McCurry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yeah, thank you, Sister Jessica Mowboy. It is National Talk Black, Yana with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from McCurry, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindinji Country. BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have you seen Yan Upstrom? Looking at headlines for news here, National Indigenous Times, authors of the recent release Call It Out annual report have warned experiences of racism can have immediate and lifelong impacts on children. Schools urge to act as racism towards Indigenous students surges. A sharp rise in racism experienced by Indigenous children and young people has prompted renewed calls for schools and institutions to take active responsibility for addressing discrimination. Ahead of Saturday's International Day of Education, the authors of the recently released Call It Out annual report, as the Jumbunna Institute for Indigenous Education Research at the University of Technology, Sydney, and the National Justice Project are warned experience of racism can have immediate and lifelong impact on children, shaping both their educational outcomes and broader life trajectories. They argue schools must take concrete steps to eliminate racism rather than minimising or mischaracterising it, downplaying the impact. Jumbunna Research Fellow Rebecca Lewis said racism in schools is often minimised despite its profound effects on children. When First Nation children experience racism at school, it cuts deeply. These are spaces where they should feel protected, yet many are subject to public humiliation and trauma, she said. Too often this is dismissed as bullying, but racism is not bullying, and treating it the way it allows harm against First Nation children to be normalised and continue without accountability. Report draws on 442 validated reports submitted between March 24 and March 25. It found more than a quarter of report incidents of racism targeting Indigenous Australians involved children and young people. So yes, we need to stamp it out, and that's across the classroom, that's in the playgrounds, on the sporting fields, in the offices, wherever it may be. We need to stamp it out, racism, and understand you're not born racist. it's taught, so we need to unteach it. There it is, should not be in our vicinity as such. Stamp it out and speak up, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trinity Trevi, Murray from Curry, host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, and for today, it's come to the end of that 1 hour program. I'm back in the host again tomorrow, but that deadly number is 1-800-422-416. 24/7, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page or BBM987FM. But thank you for your company, mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon. Take care of yourselves. And big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. And we've got the news coming up via NERS very soon. So stay tuned, you mob, to deadly. Have a great day. Keep smiling. You are.
are the one that I want. You are the one that I need. You are the one that I am longing for. You are the one that I want. You are the one that I need. You are the one that I am longing for.